This is a very thorough hearing for Richard Martinez, ADC numbers 75785. Mr. Martinez is currently serving a 7-year sentence for molestation of a child, attempted to commit molestation of a child. He was sentenced on January 30th of 2013, became parole eligible on July 31st, 2016. This is a hearing for a regular parole, absolute discharge or home arrest. According to his institutional progress report, it says that inmate Martinez waived all of his opportunities before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. He has no disciplinary tickets for the last 19 years. And he's taken very minor programming since he's been incarcerated. It doesn't look like he's had any sex classes since he's been incarcerated. Mr. Martinez is 65 years old. And like he says, he has, according to his Ames report, he does have one disciplinary back in 1992, but none since more reason. He's actually been before this board a number of times, 13, before this board 13 times. Each time his parole revocation was denied. This is an incident that occurred that involved a 7-year-old stepdaughter as well as a 13-year-old stepdaughter, where he was molesting them, and he molested them over a period of time. Over that period of time, while he was molesting them, this happened back in starting back in 1989. He molested the two kids, and during the time that he actually molested the two kids, they told their mother about it. The mother talked to the suspect, and he said that he wasn't going to do it again. After a couple of years, he continued to do that. When one of the victims was 16 years old, he then began to have sexual assault with her during the process, and he continued to molest the other female from the age of 18, from the time that she was 7 years old. This continued over a period of time until they told their father what had happened and told the police department what had happened. It was time Mr. Martinez was convicted for child molestation of a child during that period of time. I had an opportunity to go over his report. He does not have any family or community support that's in his file, and according to the programming that I see in there, he's had no sex classes or sex programming since he's been incarcerated. Based on the information that I have contained in this file, I don't think that Mr. Martinez is suitable to be placed on regular parole, regular parole, home arrest, or an absolute discharge. That's my feelings at the time. I do want to make note that there is a letter on file from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office, which is dated January 23rd of 2019, which strongly objects to Mr. Martinez's release and his continual consistency in the time lesson of his stepdaughters. That's my opinion. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. And no comments coming from the colleagues, that I am going to make a motion to deny Mr. Richard Martinez a regular parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge. I'm also going to ask for a 1-year set-off since this incident occurred in 1989. That will be my motion.
A second.
Okay, motion agreed. Motion by myself, second by Ms. Renhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, Dr. Wright.
Agreed.
Type of release is denied 412A, 411, home arrest. Reasons for denial, I'm going to mark it as a serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, age of the victim. I'm going to also mark serious bodily injury to the victims, also multiple victims. I'm going to mark victim harassment as he continued to repeatedly harass and have sexual intercourse with the victim. I'm also going to mark for a no release plan and no family or community support. That would be the reasons for denial, unless there's some other reasons that the board may see fit. That's going to conclude this hearing for Mr. Richard Martinez at this time. Thank you.